As next year's midterm elections approach, congressional hopefuls across the country are hitting the streets, trying to spread their message. But it's hard to be the door-to-door handshaking, baby-kissing kind of candidate when you live 800 miles away from the voters you hope to represent. Chris Lehman of member station WNIJ in DeKalb, Illinois, reports.
Stacey Talish kicked off his campaign for Louisiana's first congressional district in August. 3 weeks later, Hurricane Katrina all but destroyed his suburban New Orleans home. Finding refuge with relatives in Illinois, Talish was faced with the question of how or even whether to continue his campaign.
I've spent so much time the last 2 years investing into this campaign as it is. It's either all or nothing right now.
Stacey Talish is a Democrat and is trying for the job held by Republican Bobby Jindal, an incumbent with name recognition and a $1 million war chest. Talish says he made the decision to continue his campaign in part because he thinks the hurricane and its aftermath may have improved his chances.
Challengers have the upper hand on a strategic level. And from a Machiavellian point of view, that sounds kind of sick and twisted to take advantage of this kind of situation. But I was in this before the hurricane, and I intended to do it as I'm doing it now.
Well, not quite as he's doing it now. Stacey Talish certainly didn't imagine he'd be running his campaign out of a coffee house in downtown DeKalb, Illinois. Employees at the House Cafe have gotten used to seeing Talish commandeer a corner booth while nursing a cafe mocha. He says it's the only place in town that offers both wireless internet access and a smoking section. Talish plans to conduct what he calls an aggressive door-to-door campaign once he returns to Louisiana. Right now, all he can do is make phone calls. Even that can be a fruitless endeavor.
The ratio of pickups is probably about 1 in 100 of the people that I call. A lot of the phones have been disconnected. A lot of people just aren't picking up because they're not there.
The fact that people aren't there could play a role in next year's elections. Louisiana State University political science professor Wayne Parent says shifting demographics will be the election's wild card along the Gulf Coast. Even so, Parent says Congressman Jindal will be tough to beat.
What an opponent would have going for him is attaching Congressman Jindal to the Republican establishment in Washington and perhaps some demographic changes, although I'm not sure that the demographic changes in the first district would be that dramatic, and if they are dramatic, they wouldn't be dramatically helpful to a Democrat.
Repeated phone calls to Jindal's campaign office were not returned. So far, Talish is the only candidate to challenge Jindal, though the filing deadline for next year's election isn't until August. Louisiana doesn't hold a congressional primary in the same way as most other states. All candidates there face each other in an open primary in November. And if no candidate receives more than 50% of the vote, there's a runoff between the top two vote-getters, regardless of party affiliation. Democrat Bonnie Andrus says she's a potential Talish supporter. She lives in Covington, Louisiana, in a part of the 1st Congressional District that wasn't hit as hard by the hurricane as areas immediately surrounding New Orleans. She says any candidate who wants her vote will have to talk about more than preventing another Katrina.
Goodness knows we need that, but we need to look beyond.
Stacey Talish says he'll talk about a broad range of issues, that is, just as soon as he moves back to Louisiana in the coming months. For NPR News, I'm Chris Lehman in DeKalb, Illinois.